Good morning, good morning. Norisel here from Time to Shine. So today we're going to start our study in the book of Nahum. And in the book of Nahum, as we explained yesterday in the overview, Nahum means comfort of Yahweh. And it is believed that he lived in Capernaum, which is in the Sea of Galilee. And perhaps that is why it's called Capernaum, because of his name. So let's read through chapter 1 and see what the Lord teaches us today. So it says, the oracle of Nineveh, the book of the vision of Nahum, the Elkoshite, a jealous and avenging God is the Lord. The Lord is avenging and wrathful. The Lord takes vengeance on his adversaries, and he reserves wrath for his enemies. Verse 3. The Lord is slow to anger and great in power, and the Lord will by no means leave the guilty unpunished. In a whirlwind, the storm is his way, and clouds are the dust beneath his feet. Okay, so let's look at that verse 1, 2, 3. So it says, a jealous and avenging God is the Lord. So the Lord does not allow people to do harm to an extent that would really harm his children, harm his people. And so he says on verse 2, he reserves wrath for his enemies. So he would not allow his enemies to add another day to bring the people even into a worse position that they were in. On verse 3, it says, the Lord is slow to anger and great in power, and the Lord will not by no means leave the guilty unpunished. So in here we notice that what he's talking about, Nahum is talking about the invasion of the Ninevites, of the city of Nineveh is the capital of Assyria. And so he's talking about the Assyrian people, that they were going to be punished. For the Lord does not allow that. And it says, the Lord is slow to anger. This is part of the character of God. He brings judgment to the ones that are enslaving his people or deviating his people into the wrong path. And so he will bring judgment to the Assyrians. And the Lord will by no means leave the guilty unpunished. So in our own lives, we will find that we do commit sin. And if we don't present it to God and allow Jesus to forgive us, God will bring judgment to us. The same way, if you're not a believer in Jesus Christ, the Lord will bring judgment either in eternal condemnation or by the forgiveness of the cross of Jesus Christ. So God wants us to be reconciled to him so that our sins would not separate us from his eternal goodness, his eternal home. And so here he's talking about the guilty unpunished. So the guilty will be the Assyrians. They will not will be unpunished for they're doing the wrong things to God's people. So verse 4 says, he rebukes the sea and makes it dry. He dries up all the rivers. Bashan and Carmel wither. The blossoms of Lebanon wither. Mountains quake because of him, and the hills dissolve. Indeed, the earth is upheaved by his presence, the world and all the inhabitants in it. Who can stand before his indignation? Who can endure the burning of his anger? His wrath is poured out like fire, and the rocks are broken by him. So imagine, who can stand before his indignation? Who can stand the burning of his anger? There's a song that says, that we sing at church, who can stand against the king? No one can, no one will. So the same here, the Assyrians could not stand in God's presence and not be brought down, and not be judged, and not be unpunished. For God is strong. No one can bend his arm. No one can stop him from correcting his children or punishing the guilty. So verse 7, it says, the Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble. He who knows those who take refuge in him. Verse 8, but with an overflowing flood, he will take a complete end to his sight and will pursue his enemies into darkness. So it says in verse 7, the Lord is good. This is God's nature, to be good to those who trust in him. For we will see his goodness. And so, number 7 continues to say, a stronghold in the day of trouble. He will sustain his children. He will sustain his people. He will not allow the enemy to add another day to the day. I mean, to add an hour to the day, or a day in the month not to be unpunished. He will not allow the enemy to add more time. He will set the record straight at the right time. He would address what needs to be addressed at the right time, and with the right judgment, he would do mighty things in our lives. And the same he did here with the Assyrians, he brought judgment to them. Verse 9 says, whatever you devise against the Lord, he will make a complete end of it. Distress will not rise up twice. Like tangled thorns, and like those who are drunken with their drink, they are consumed, as sorrow completely withered. So it says, whatever you devise against the Lord, he will make a complete end to it. So if you try to calculate or try to, excuse me, do harm, and I don't know if anybody can do harm to God, he is above, he sees the hearts of every man, so he can judge every single person accordingly. He see what we can calculate in our thoughts. He sees our actions daily. So he will bring judgment to that, to us. If we don't follow him, if we go far from him and start calculating, I would say, it's creating things that are, we think that might not be punishable, but everything is punishable that is against God. So he would see that and judge the person accordingly. So verse 10, it says, like tangled thorns and like those who are drunken with their drink, they are consumed, a sorrow completely withered. Verse 11, from you has come forth one who plotted evil against the Lord, a wicked counselor. Though, says the Lord, though they are at full strength, and likewise many, even so they will be cut off and pass away. Though I have afflicted you, I would afflict you no more. So, number 10, it says, they are consumed as sorrowful, completely withered. So the Assyrians will be destroyed. It says on verse 11 too, it says, one who plotted evil against the Lord, a wicked counselor. So they plotted evil. And I would say here too, it is about the enemy as well. And that's what, as we know, may know that the Lord, excuse me, threw him out of heaven because he was trying to be God. So, and here, they were calculating evil against the people. And so, verse 12, it says, "Thou they are full strength and likewise many." So it doesn't matter how many enemies that the enemy has. God will, even so, they will cut off and pass away. God will bring judgment to them. So it's talking about the Assyrians, and it's talking about our enemies as we face them in this day. And it says, "Though I have afflicted you, I would afflict you no longer." So the Lord allowed the Assyrians to attack Israel and Judah, but he would not extend his judgment to the point where people will be completely devastated. And most of the time, the Lord teach people what they are doing. In this case, the Israelites, he was judging them, so they will correct their ways from idolatry, from all the things that they were doing in their lives, from doing the same things that other nations were doing, instead of focusing on the one true God that wanted to walk with that with him with them, who wanted to guide them. And so verse 13, it says, "So now I will break his yoke of power from upon you, and I will tear off your shackles. The Lord has an issue I command concerning you. Your name will no longer be perpetuated. I will cut off idol and image from the house of your gods. I will prepare your grave, for you are contemptible. Behold, on the mountains, the feet of him who brings good news, who announces peace. Celebrate his feasts, O Judah, pay your vows, for never again will the wicked one pass through you. He's cut off completely." So we can see here that I will break his yoke. So in the lives of those who God has chosen, that having, how will you call that? I forgot the word for it now. Who are being selected by God? No longer he will perpetuate evil or will allow his yoke. He will tear off the shackles of the feet of the people he has chosen. And so it says, "I will cut off idol and image." So all those things that they were worshiping, God will destroy them. "And from the house of your gods." So they were worshiping other idols, worshiping other gods. And it says, "I will prepare your grave." Not just the Israelites, but also he will prepare their grave for the Assyrians. I mean, not just as the Israelites, but the Assyrians that were worshiping other gods, that were doing their own things because that's the only thing they knew. Even though they were preached by Jonah about or the true living God, and they repented at that time. But now they continue to worship other gods. They continue to do whatever they wanted to do, and they try to come against the people of God. Ah, okay. So the word that I was trying to say was predestined. So the people who are predestined by God, he will protect. He will not allow shackles by the enemy to enslave them any longer. And so I'm going to continue with verse 15. It says, "Behold on the mountains the feet of him who brings the good news." So this is the defeat of Decía en Isaiah 52:7, it says, how lovely on the mountains are the feet of him who brings good news, who announces peace and brings good news of happiness, who announces salvation and says to Zion, your God reigns. Isn't that fascinating? Is that good news? So the Lord brings good news to his people. He brings good news. The good news is the word of God, his message of truth. They would announce, as it says in verse 15, who announces peace. So the these people who, as example, Nahum, who will announce peace to his children, he will announce a good message to his children of compassion, of a hope to the children of God. And so it says, celebrate your feasts, O Judah, pay your vows, and never again will the wicked one pass through you. He is cut off completely. So God would not allow his children to be devastated to the point of death, of to the point that they would not sustain their lives. So in this part, I would say it continue, the Bible continues on with a lot of judgment against the Israelites. But God is faithful even to now. Even when we see the end of our lives, he comes and provides a way out of our troubles. When we are facing a circumstance that we are being judged, when we are being pressed from every angle and every side, we can find refuge in knowing in the peace of God, in knowing the good news. Finding hope in the Word of God is what brings us joy, is what brings us back to a relationship with the Father. So I'm gonna leave it there for today. So I hope you have some time over to read Nahum chapter 1 and see what the Lord instructs you, teaches you, and counsels you with. So the main point here is that the Lord delivered his children. He delivered them in Nahum with the Assyrians, and the Ninevites that were attacking them or plotting and doing evil things against his people. He would do the same to us today. He would not allow the enemy to add more trouble, to add an hour to the trouble that he's bringing onto us. God will stop the enemy at the right time, so that we would not lose the hope that we found in God, that we'll find the strength in the Father and be reconnected to him. So I'll leave it there once again, and I hope you have some time over to read Nahum chapter 1. Stay encouraged, stay uplifted. Have a wonderful Friday and weekend. Bye bye.